This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Oh, I love that opening. It makes me so happy. It makes me smile and giggle is what it does. Welcome to Spouting Off, everyone. I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline. And before we get started, because I got a lot to cover right now, before we get started, I want to give a shout out and a thanks to K-Star Radio Network, who picked up our show and repeats it weekends, which is why we moved to Friday, so we can give you and bring you the hottest and most up-to-date news. I also want to thank Main Street Radio Network, for whom I've been filling in regularly here, sometimes once or twice a week. I do the Alan Nathan Show, having a blast with that. And boy, are you having a blast with this Democrat field. There's so much going on. First, I just want to say, break out your popcorn for Sunday, because there's going to be a debate again, unless they cancel it before Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, presuming voters in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio will still be able to go to the polls. They may cancel that as well. There will be no audience. They moved the debate from Arizona to Washington again because of the coronavirus. And so that's kind of what we've been dealing with. So before I get into my rant, and oh boy, do I have fun stuff to rant about. You know, everybody else, the Democrats, their chins are down around their knees. They're unhappy about their Democrat candidates. I don't know how they couldn't be. They're going to try to put a happy face on it, but they're not. They're terrified about the coronavirus. I think there's reason to be concerned, but there's a real big difference between being concerned and being hysterical. And the left is hysterical. So I have some thoughts about that. And just as a heads up, according to the White House, once again, the obsession with abortion appears to steer everything Nancy Pelosi does. According to the Daily Caller, in order to sign the stimulus package for coronavirus, and according to the Los Angeles Times, she is expected to eliminate it's expected to eliminate insurance co-payments for the COVID-19 testing and provide billions of dollars in aid to state and local governments for food programs and unemployment benefits. I think the Democrats, I'm sorry to say, are rubbing their hands together with glee because they think the economy is going to tank. It already has tanked, but guess what? I don't think that's permanent. My guess is as good as yours, but I'll get to that in a minute. So Nancy Pelosi made sure that there would be funding, and she hides it in the coronavirus stimulus package to include Hyde Amendment loopholes to give more funding for abortion. Now, why is that important? I don't care what you think about abortion, and believe me, I have changed quite a lot on that subject, because when I saw just how unbelievably irresponsible and frankly dangerous and death spiral the left is about abortion and other things, I have come to start changing my mind. I'm not a radical pro-lifer, but I'm pro-life. I think we need to start revering life, and it's not up to the government to support death. That being said, I think this is more about money than it is about abortion, because there's a giant money laundering system that happens between Planned Parenthood and abortion and the left. We've seen that with all kinds of things. We've seen that with the SEIU and other labor unions, which basically have been thrown under the bus by the left. As soon as they realized that they were more interested in bringing in illegal workers, they threw the labor unions under the bus. But before that, there's been a very high money laundering system going on between government money going into labor unions and other reliably leftist causes, whether that's anti-gun groups, whether that's labor unions, leftist organizations. The SEIU isn't just a labor union. The SEIU, many people have said, are a front for socialism and leftism. Do you doubt me? I don't think so. Do you doubt that that's possible in the times in which we are living? So Nancy Pelosi wanted to funnel more money into Planned Parenthood and into pro-abortion causes, because guess what? They funnel money back to her. It's a giant funnel is what it is. That's what it is, a funnel. So I got some thoughts about this coronavirus. By the way, in our first half hour, and I've got another segment here in which I can spout off. Gee, that has a nice ring to it. You can join the program. The lines are open. I would love to hear from you. And the number is 888-627-6008. The number again, 888-627-6008. Would love to hear from you. Are you terrified about the coronavirus? Are you buying 500 rolls of toilet paper? I love this. There's a meme on my Facebook page that somebody else put up, and I just couldn't resist sharing it with my Facebook people, people who follow me, people I follow. And it said, the next time you tell people that, you know, why do you need so much ammo? Just ask them, how come they're buying 500 rolls of toilet paper? Oh, my goodness. You know, we've fallen off the turnip truck. Not all of us, but it's quite astounding. So I'm going to get started with some of my thoughts on this, because I have a feeling it'll go into the next segment. By the way, at the bottom of the hour, we are going to welcome someone who has become a friend and witty, fun, and all-around great guy. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. His name is Lowell Ponte. He used to write for Reason magazine, so he has a strong libertarian bent, but he's funny. And I could talk to him about anything for longer than we have today. So you'll want to stay tuned to listen to Lowell Ponte and I mix it up and spout off together. As for coronavirus, I have several questions. And again, you are welcome to call in 627-888-627-6008. I'm saying this by memory. 888-6, that's it. 888-627-6008. If you are listening live, if you're listening by tape, then you'll just have to tune in when we tape this show, which is Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Meanwhile, I'm glad to have you along on our podcast, because that's how things are done today, you know? You tape them, you do them live, you throw them up on your website, and then people possibly can listen to them forever and ever. So ask yourself this question. If this were not an election year, would the press be doing everything they could to cause a panic and drive down the economy? I mean, really. Think about it. If this were not an election year, would the press be doing everything they could? You've seen the statistics. The H1N1 virus, a whole lot of other viruses, the flu, where the very old and the very young are generally vulnerable. Many thousands of people have died more from the flu. That doesn't mean we don't want to be cautious, but we don't have to be hysterical. And what concerns me are the number of people that are still so susceptible to the propaganda media. They listen to what the media says, they put their hair on fire, and suddenly the citizenry is on fire too, and they're buying 500 rolls of toilet paper. That should tell you precisely why so many people hate Donald Trump, because the media has been trying to run down Donald Trump with lies, with every kind of hysteria known to mankind. The hysteria about Donald Trump, I should say, the hysteria about coronavirus has absolutely nothing on the hysteria about Donald Trump that we've been living with and watching for the last 3.5 or so years. It has been hysterical. It has been irresponsible. And frankly, it has been unconscionable. Here's another question for you. What if it were a Democrat running for re-election? What if it were a Democrat running for re-election? That's what I want to know. Am I on? Ha, I'm on. That's great. I'm looking at my window going, I don't know if I'm actually being recorded. I'm sitting here looking at my window and nothing's happening and there's dead silence. You know what it is? Deadly bad to have dead air when you're doing talk radio. And my lovely, wonderful producer, HiQ, tells me I have 1 minute. So we're going to wrap this up, but I've got more to say about this when we get back. So we're going to take a break. And we got 30 seconds. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Spouting Off. I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline. Can't wait to get back and talk to you. We got another segment that you can tune in and call in, and then we'll have Lowell Ponte at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N, and Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening, and if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. Welcome back with that wonderful bizarre bumper. Say that fast 5 times. Bizarre bumper, bizarre bumper. And I got to just tell you an aside. The reason, one of the many reasons I have decided to use the theme from Carmen, the opening part of the overture from Carmen, is first off, I grew up with classical music. And also, when I was doing showbiz, one of our warm-ups, when we would warm up our voices and our mouths and everything, we'd do this exercise to the tune of Carmen. Hopefully you'll remember this if you ever need to warm up your voice. And we do this. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red. Try to say that when you're a little bit groggy in the morning. So I have more to say about this coronavirus. I've been hammered by a leftist already for not being sufficiently hysterical, which I thought was funny because how come the left can be as hysterical as they want and close down Harvard and close down basketball and baseball and every other darn thing? But if you are angry about people camping out on San Francisco streets and defecating on the street, you are anti-homeless and you are a bigot, right? There's nothing logical, sensible, or reasonable about the left. That's why they're so fun to mock, because they really take themselves that seriously. So go ahead, defecate on the street, cause typhus, which, although I ain't no doctor, I sort of think typhus is more dangerous than coronavirus until such time as we find out more about coronavirus, which so far people have said is a very serious flu. I'd rather get that than I would typhus, wouldn't you? And there's we have new diseases that are springing up in these places because San Francisco streets, one of the great cities of all times, and our producer, by the way, currently lives in Northern California. Are you on, Doug? I call him Hi-Q, but Doug, do you think it's a good idea for people to defecate on the street in San Francisco as, you know, just in terms of health? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that is truly disgusting.
Yeah. Thank you. I rest my case. No, but it's funny because, thank you, Doug. I love bringing the producer on. They always, you know, sometimes they don't know I'm going to do that, but I just love talking to the producer behind the imaginary glass that we have here. And that's the whole thing. So there's this selective hysteria going on. We can be as hysterical as we want about the coronavirus because we're trying desperately to stick it to Donald Trump, no matter what it is. And by the way, I think that's going to backfire because I don't think people blame Donald Trump for the coronavirus. The left blames Donald Trump for the sun not coming up in the morning. Like right now, where I am in Northern Colorado, it's kind of rainy and snowy, and I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm really not. But anything they can blame Donald Trump for, they will, even though the politicians that have been in Washington have been there for decade after decade, but Donald Trump comes along and he's the fault of everything. Before that, everything was beautiful, right? Everything was wonderful. Look at, you know, here's a serious point. This is a serious point. I really, really mean this. I may just write about this week because now my schedule's changed. Now I do my show on Friday and I usually write a blog or an op-ed over the weekend ready for Monday, usually. My boss, which is me, sometimes lets me slide for a day. But generally, that's my deadline. And here's the serious point. Look at those people you know in your life who are fighting truly serious diseases like cancer. Rush Limbaugh, God love the man, who is probably one of the reasons conservative talk radio, no, not probably, definitely. We have Rush Limbaugh to thank. And of course, the left curses him every day for the brilliance and the resurgence of talk radio. Could be one of the last arenas where conservatives thrive in the public domain because the left cannot argue their points. They cannot debate their points. That's why they're lousy at talk radio. Rush Limbaugh is fighting cancer. He's got good money to fight it. He's got all the money he needs in order to do it if he can. But as we know, money doesn't save you from everything. And he's got the best medicine that money can buy. But I was listening to him during the week, and he was talking about how embarrassed he was for the nation that we've turned out a bunch of wimps who can't cowboy up and realize that, it's time to grow up and put on your big boy knickers, right? And here Rush Limbaugh is working, doing his show as much as he can. Socialists thrive on keeping the citizenry frozen and frightened. And here's the kicker. Most God-fearing conservatives aren't so frightened. And why is that? Because it's a good thing to fear God and not man. That's why. And that's coming from a person who isn't like the most religious person in the world. But remember how the left is always screaming about God-fearing sounds so bad. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. We can't fear God because fear is bad. And yet, what does the left constantly do? And when I'm talking about the left, I'm talking about the leftist strategists that have taken over the Democrat Party. I'm not talking about every liberal in the country. Some of them are really gullible and are following something that really is going to lead them right down the path to destruction. It'll lead the country down the path of destruction, but they don't know it yet. And so that's why leftists and socialists find people who believe in God a threat. And you know, I've said this many times before because it was a great enlightenment to me. I came to wanting to learn more about my Judaism, more about spiritual things from a political perspective. Really, I did. I mean, I have my political sensibilities to thank for leading me to studying more Judaism as much as I can. And it was quite clear to me that socialists have always been threatened, have felt threatened by the same things. God, or people's adherence to God, the accountability that God, people, believers who hold themselves accountable to, shall we say, a higher authority. Guns, that is the right to protect oneself, defend oneself from and one's family, and self-sufficiency. Independence, the ability not to need and be dependent on the government. When the left wants to be God in not only their universe, but yours, then you know that that's a threat. God is a threat. So here we have, and I wrote this morning on a Facebook page. That's why I would love for you to join me on Facebook. And if you tell me you've heard this program, then I'm happy to let you on my personal Facebook page, because personally, words just charm me. My personal Facebook page is really more active than my professional one, but it's all the same stuff. To me, Facebook is public. Anything that you don't think is public on Facebook, you're kidding yourself, because it's all public. So I just don't like people to troll me, because sometimes they can get a hold of your Facebook address and then try to, I guess, clone your page or something. I've heard about that. I don't know if it exists, but I suspect it probably does. So if you've heard about this, please connect with me on Facebook, because when I get these little thoughts and ideas or blog posts or op-eds, or I let you know where I'm being heard around the country when I talk to people, like next week I'll be on Main Street Radio Monday and Thursday, and then I'm taping an episode for Erskine. That's just what I know so far. Erskine is a great talk show host. He's been around the block forever, and he's still not that old. But he has done talk radio forever and ever, and I just have a kick talking to him. So that's also a possibility. All you got to do is look up Erskine on Google, and you'll find what he has done and the kind of guests that he has on. It's really an honor to be one of his in his stable of guests. So I digress. When the left has been more honest, which is why they don't like Bernie Sanders, because he's too darned honest for them. And even Bernie Sanders isn't totally honest. He won't tell you he's really a communist, but you got to look at his policies and you'll see that he really, really is. But when the left talks about what they are threatened by, such as our previous President Obama, who had to know that he was on a recorded line, talking to San Francisco, as a matter of fact, when San Francisco was a little cleaner than it is now. He said, those conservatives, those Republicans clinging to their guns and God. Well, it's guns and God that threaten the left, among other things. So just remember that, that what threatens them the most is your self-sufficiency, your independence, your spirit of individualism. That's what threatens the left, because what they want is us all cowering in a corner, frozen and frightened and terrified of the coronavirus, terrified of our own shadow, so we can scream out to the government and say, hey, government, how come you aren't protecting me? That's pretty paradoxical, considering that the government tends to create problems, not fix them. They tend to create problems, not fix them. That's as much time as I have to spout off. I want to get a hold of our guest, Lowell Ponte, right after the break. So I'm going to break just a teeny weeny bit early. You're listening to Spouting Off here on the internet and everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. Just go to www.karencataline.com and you can hear Spouting Off all over the place. Stay tuned with our guest, Lowell Ponte, right after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Don't you love it? The guy is very enthusiastic about saying my name. I don't know. Is that just a little fake? I don't know. Great voice, though. Love his voice. I hired him to do that. So I love that. And he's the same voice that does our opening with the Carmen introduction. I think that's so cool. I've got an introduction right now, and that's my friend Lowell Ponte, who is a former think tank futurist and retired roving editor at Reader's Digest magazine. He's been a contributing editor to Reason magazine, very libertarian magazine, and currently a columnist at Newsmax. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. He's co-author, we'll get to hear more about this, with Craig R. Smith of the recently released book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Welcome to Spouting Off, Lowell Ponte, your very first time on Spouting Off.
What a great pleasure. I mean, if I'm going to lose it, I'm happy to lose it to you, Karen.
Lose what? What do you want to lose? aren't you losing it enough in the stock market right now?
Oh, I probably am. But I've decided my new job ambition is to be Joe Biden. Have you noticed Joe Biden now? Is being shown making his statements in front of a bunch of American flags like Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. and he's doing only teleprompter statements. He's not talking freelance impromptu to people where he could make an error. He is having the words phonetically spelled out for him by his handlers, mm-hmm. and he can now just read his little short statement, which will show how statesmanlike and presidential he is.
Yes, and we're supposed to completely forget everything we know about his rapid onset dementia that we watched again and again and again. We should just make like we have Alzheimer's and forget all about that, right?
Well, he's had two brain aneurysms. But ironically, yeah. Biden is about to face a huge choice, the topic of my column at WorldNet Daily this week.
Yes, and by the way, let me just say what that is. Hold on. Got to slow down here because we have time. With a pair of Dem oldsters, VP pick is more critical than ever. And that's the WorldNet Daily. Right now you can get it. And just look up Lowell Ponte and for his latest. It comes out every Friday. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
As Karen can appreciate, of course, my title was different. It was Hyden Biden. Selling stale political leftovers.
No, like
what's beautiful about the Joe Biden situation is where did he come from as having enough credibility to run for president, supposedly? Well, he came from being the vice president of Barack Obama. Why did Barack Obama choose him? Because Obama wanted a token white person on his ticket, but someone who was so dull, so charismatically challenged, that he represented no political threat. No one would ever say, oh, Joe Biden outshone Obama this
you
week.
Know what, Lowell? I would add, and I've thought about this a bit, too. You know, a president of the likes of Barack Obama, I don't think would dare have a vice president who wasn't pliable and corruptible or already corrupt. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it right out there. Let's just say that Mike Pence is as honest as the day is long as his reputation is. Don't know him. I'd like to think so. But if there was a Democrat counterpart to Mike Pence, which I don't know of any, I don't know if you do, I seriously doubt if a Barack Obama would like that. Because if you are robbing the people and trying to turn a free market country socialist, I don't think you want somebody who's too honest and is going to say, you know what, I think he's trying to turn a free market country socialist.
Well, and that's the challenge. The Democrats, as a party, about 25% of their effective lawmaking members are ideologically driven. That is, they have certain things they want to impose on everybody else through government, mainly confiscating your money so they can give it to people they like better or pocket it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And three-quarters are just politicians. By politicians, when I was a callow youth, a young journalist in Washington, I used to hang out, this was thousands of years ago, I used to hang out with the now deceased Arthur Kroc, who for 30 years, like from the mid-30s to the mid-60s, was head of the New York Times Bureau in D.C. And I still remember one day we were chatting in his office, and he turned to me and said, you know, Lowell, with the exception of my friend Barry Goldwater, mm-hmm. I have never, and that's interesting by itself, I have never known a politician in this town, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, who would not sell his own mother in an instant in order to gain 5% more power or glory for himself.
Therein lies...
This was not coming from the drunk at the end of the local bar. This was coming from a guy who knew where all the skeletons were buried, who knew all the hidden dirt on both Democrats and Republicans, and had utter contempt for both of them.
Therein lies, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, I just love this stuff we get into. The one of several reasons why politicians on both sides of the aisle loathe Donald Trump so much. Not only is he really is the real deal. He wants to return America back to the ownership of the people. I don't mean in a populist sense. I mean in a constitutional sense. And he can't be bought. He has more money than he needs. He's not willing to be bought. He's not going to become a globalist like they want him to. If he did that tomorrow, suddenly they'd start saying nice things about him. Don't you think?
You're absolutely right. But here we have Joe Biden with a major challenge. Uh-huh. And the challenge is, okay, Barack Obama picked me because I'm a zero. Because I'm just a guy with his hand out, ready to take any bribe or payoff that's offered. That's why I made 5 members of my own family wealthy, because of their connection to my name, including my own son, Hunter. But now, Joe Biden has to pick someone who is more charismatically challenged than he is. He has to pick someone who will not outshine him, and that's going to be very difficult.
Yep.
Because he's pretty dim. I mean, he's about as dim a star as you will find shining in the nighttime sky.
and Lowell, it's interesting. When you've got dim, dull, and not very bright, and corrupted, and you add dementia on top of it, well, that's just amusing. That's like break out the popcorn, literally, because you're seeing him admit to things that he was too together, at least mentally, in order to admit to, don't you think?
The only
now
problem
we're watching
is when you're as empty as Joe Biden, you're readily turned into a sock puppet by other people.
Yes.
And there are interests behind the Democratic Party who are just thrilling to the moment they'll be able to put their hand up Joe Biden's backside and turn him into a sock puppet. Make him do whatever they want, advocate or sign whatever they want. And, of course, what they want is the global New Green Deal, or Green New Deal, I should say. They want massive new taxation. They want all kinds of things that Biden has begun articulating. They want guns confiscated.
They want unelected bureaucrats back in control of the country.
Right.
Right.
And they want globalism, as you said. They want the American nation basically erased the way the European Union has been trying to erase the countries of Europe. And, of course, as a result, if you get into the EU and you're infected with coronavirus, you could travel anywhere in the EU you want. And they do not put up any border controls to stop you or check your health.
Yeah.
And that's
or
one
any
of the
other
problems.
Disease.
That's what Democrats, by the way, are trying to do here. You notice that they have carried out what Craig and I call the Obamamander, the greatest gerrymander in human history. They've taken the entire southern border of the U.S., and stretched it out to include all of Mexico and half of Central America. That's an Obamamander. Wow. They've rewritten the entire electoral basis here. And, of course, the Democrats are just frantic that Trump may try to stop the travel of diseased people across the border. In my own town, a couple of years ago, they found an illegal alien with cholera.
Ah!
Cholera. I mean, diseases we haven't even heard of in this country for 200 or 300 years. And that is what we're going to be facing as long as the border remains open. We're just hyper-vulnerable.
They're not hysterical about that, never have been, never will be, but they're going to kick people out of Harvard dorm rooms, right? It's preposterous.
Well,
really.
And if they're the maids and servants who are cleaning up the dorm room for you, I suppose.
They're
of course,
closing
let's not
the dorms
forget Harvard is an entirely racist institution. If you're Asian, forget it.
Yeah.
You're going to be discriminated against in admissions at Harvard.
Oh, yeah, especially. But so they've closed the schools. You know that. They've closed Harvard. They've closed the dorms. Within 3 days, let's say you are infected with the coronavirus, which I doubt for most people would be fatal, except for people with pre-existing conditions, to use a phrase. So now they'll be wandering the streets of Boston with no place to live, right? Now that makes sense, doesn't it? I don't know.
It makes a liberal kind of sense. That means that the government must provide properly separated housing for everyone.
Yes.
Where I live in San Diego, for example, a few years ago under the Clinton administration, that meant it isn't enough to provide a house for a poor person. They must provide houses in the rich parts of town, like La Jolla. And so they were taking, you know, $1 million, $1.5 million homes in La Jolla and giving those to the poor.
Yes. And I think that, too, has a motive, like everything the left does has a motive. What they claim that they're doing is never the reason they're doing it, which is that that breaks down the system of America, of free markets, of individual freedom, and makes us all, you know, it's part of the trickle-down poverty scheme, where everybody should be living similarly poor, with the exception of the very, 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 very few, like George Soros or others, who, you know, their rules never apply to them.
Or living on credit. They don't want you. But it's amusing. The World Health Organization, you know the term filthy lucre? The idea that money is dirty? Well, this comes from the Bible. It's interesting because the World Health Organization and now the Federal Reserve have both said you should not be handling dirty banknotes, especially if money that comes from Asia. Paper money must be replaced by a cashless society.
Oh, they've been pushing that.
Government can monitor every transaction, tax every transaction, and control whether or not you can, for example, use your credit card to buy guns or not, as they've done in New York.
And that's all part of it, is constant monitoring. We have to take a break. Lowell Ponte, can you stay with us on Spouting Off while we take a break, and we'll talk more after the commercial?
My honor.
All right. It's our honor to have you here. Very first time, Lowell Ponte, on Spouting Off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970 515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your happy host and producer of Spouting Off. If you hear Spouting Off at K-Star Radio Network or elsewhere, please tell them that, maybe they ought to carry it more. I don't know. You can get it all over the place from iHeartRadio to Spreaker. You just look up Spouting Off with Karen Cataline, know how to spell my name, and you'll find me. Karen spelled the normal way, Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. And we are delighted to have back with us for the second segment Lowell Ponte, who is a contributor and columnist for Newsmax and also WorldNet Daily. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and he's co-author with Craig R. Smith of the recently released book Money, Morality, and the Machine. And tell us about that new book, Lowell Ponte, and I hear that you're running a big special. People can get hold of that book pretty easily.
It's a big special. No, this is the seventh book I've done with Craig Smith. You see Craig about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. He is the business expert. I am more or less the political put-things-together guy. And we try to show people how they're being taken advantage of, how they can protect themselves and their savings and so on. This is a 250-page book, The Grand News. You can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. Now, if you're like me, you may have jotted that number down or remembered it. The problem is, I jot it down on a piece of paper and I say, I'll call it tomorrow, and I've lost the piece of paper by tomorrow. So it's a great yes. idea. While that number is there, just go ahead and call it now. If you hit an answering device at the publishers, that's fine. Just leave your name and number. And they'll get back to you. You will get the book absolutely free. And it reads like a novel. It's a page-turner. And it tells you everything from why the play Hamilton is a fraud to the 24 different ways that, well, in an entire chapter we call, what do we call that chapter? In any event, the idea is that you are being totally devoted. They're taking away your effective right to vote. And nowhere more than in California.
Absolutely.
You are so lucky to be stoned to death in Colorado. And have a Denver city council person who believes that the coronavirus should be used as a political weapon. If you get infected, go to a Trump rally, infect everybody there. If there happen to be 10,000 people there, with luck, you'll be able to kill 300 of them. That's what that would amount to.
That's
what Democrats are now beginning to move toward.
Left. That's the compassionate left. Lowell, couple of thoughts here. First of all, because we have a monopoly of power in Colorado, they're pushing the national popular vote because what they really want is for to pass a law to do a back door around the Electoral College. So they'll just give our votes to anybody that California voted for. And we all know California has really honest elections, right? And they're reliably fair, never, ever, diss conservatives, nothing like that.
California now allows ballot harvesting. They made that law 3 years ago.
We have that here.
The essence of ballot harvesting, of course, is that if you have a Hispanic surname or whatever, they're likely to send you 5 absentee ballots. And then a few days before the official vote, there will be a knock on your door. And that person knocking will say, Mr. Gomez, I've come for your ballots. And he will say, oh, but senor, I did not know. I am not a citizen. I did not think I was allowed to fill out a ballot. Well, that's okay, Mr. Gomez. Just give me the blank ballots. Just sign there. We'll fill them out for you. We'll see that they're delivered. Everything is fine. In Southern California, 2018, I witnessed Republicans win every single election on election night by the count of actual voters. And then over the next day to 2 weeks, suddenly every one of those incumbent Republicans was swept aside by a flood, a tidal wave of ballots from nowhere that were allowed
found
to be
in people's trunk. This is what they have exported to the rest of the country, and it has made its way to my beloved Colorado. That's exactly what they do. They've done it again and again. Notice that when they find these votes, it's never a problem with the deadline of counting votes, and it always benefits Democrats. Always, always, always. Never Republicans.
Typically by 9-1, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's stunning. It's amazing. And this is what they're doing all around the country with lots and lots of leftist money. You know, those leftists who hate capitalism, but they earned their money by capitalism so that they can close the barn door behind them, and then everybody else needs to be poor. I'm telling you, it is an alternate universe we're living in, Lowell. We are.
The only thing I might quibble is there are capitalists, and then there are variations on that, one of which is crony capitalists.
Yes,
people
I agree.
People who make their money because they have political ties that favor them with government contracts and the like. There are a lot of people like that. There is also the question that Elizabeth Warren, for example, liked to call herself a capitalist. But when you looked into it, she did not favor laissez-faire. She did not favor free market capitalism. She favored what the French call dirigiste capitalism, that is directed by the government capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Where the government tells you what you will make, who you will hire, what you will pay them, how much you will charge for your product, and so on. So it's not capitalism as any rational person knows it.
No.
Remember,
and
capitalism
was
a term invented by the left, not by the conservatives.
Yes, and in order to have that kind of capitalism, you must, by its very definition, have bigger and biggest government. Otherwise, the government can't direct all that.
And that's the government has to be the senior partner.
Exactly.
It has to be the big brother in the relationship.
Yeah, and that's not free markets. Of course, there are betters, aren't they? You know, I think it's getting pretty thick, the sarcasm in here. So with our last couple of minutes, I want to find out what you think we're going to see on Sunday at this wonderful debate, 9 p.m. Eastern with no audience, in which Biden versus Bernie. I guess the biggest question people are wondering about is Bernie going to roll over to Biden like he did to Hillary, or is you think he's going to actually put up some kind of a true fight?
We're going to see the killer bees, Bernie and Biden. Who will win? What will win?
Well, yes. And look at the other bees that were running. Biden, Bernie, Buttigieg, Bloomberg, almost all of them were bees except for Elizabeth Warren, and she's an Indian, so I don't know. So what do you think we're going to see?
What we're going to see is Bernie try to cut through what the new Biden guided by teleprompter. What will happen? Remember when Hillary was debating in her last contest, they got one TV shot of her from the side that revealed she had a plug-in in one ear.
Yes.
So she could be given information even as she was standing there talking.
And notice,
I imagine we're going to see that with Biden. They can't trust him to go improv. He's no longer bright enough to do it. He could be having an average day, and that would not be good. So they will tell him what to say.
And notice that again and again and again, these are things that only get reduced to rumor. Nobody ever holds anybody accountable. Donna Brazile is now a commentator on Fox News. I just read right in the middle of your article. As an ad, I love this. Right in the middle of your article, WorldNet Daily, it says two Fox stars gave Donna Brazile a lesson in manners after outrageous go-to-hell comment. So, I mean, what's not racist about that? When you hold people to a different standard, either because you need them to represent a certain group, but you don't hold them to a standard like Reverend Al Sharpton or any of the other race baiters, race debaters. I mean, it's amazing to me that Donna Brazile.
It's amazing, and the Democratic Party, of course, has built its power by being the party of different minorities, sexual, racial, whatever, gender.
Yes.
However, they're now offering us two old white men.
Yes.
So it shows the minority is, they're good enough to be voters, but they're not good enough actually to hold power. They even have someone who's half white as Barack Obama.
Yes.
But he was never blamed for his whiteness.
No. I found a billboard that said, I've always loved quoting the billboard that said, "We're not racist. We don't like his white half either." But what I always take issue with when Republicans or conservatives, or in your case, part libertarians, say two old white men, we have to qualify that by saying that's what the left says, but we don't believe that anyway. We believe in merit. Believe it or not, the time has gone so fast. Tell everybody how they can find you, because I got to wrap up the show like now.
Oh, sure. My email, Radio Wright, RadioWright, at AOL.com. And the book is 800-630-1492. We'll pay for everything.
That is great. Thank you so much for joining us, Lowell Ponte. And that is all the time we have on this edition of Spouting Off. I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline. Thanks to my producer, and thanks to HW, the guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when we'll have a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.